We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story at 11:03. L.A. has a sidewalk problem. It's not that there aren't enough of them, it's about how many are wasting away.
The city of Los Angeles knows about it. Damaged, dangerous sidewalks. There's an incredible backlog to get them fixed, and over the past 5 years, the lack of doing so has been costly. 1,700 claims for sidewalk-related injuries, 1,200 lawsuits, costing the city over 5 years, $35 million.
Not a great way to use our money.
L.A. City Controller Ron Galperin says the city needs to rethink how it's approaching the problem, especially when it comes to permanent fixes.
Many repairs are often done with just slapping a little bit of asphalt on, and that's not really a repair. That's not even a good band-aid.
He wants to map out the city's 9,000 miles of sidewalks, figure out where the greatest need is, and start there. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A member of the California Medical Board is working to shake things up from the inside.
The California Medical Board has long been accused of protecting doctors and turning a mostly deaf ear to complaints from patients. The board is made up of 8 doctors and 5 members of the public. T.J. Watkins is one of those public members who recently filed a whistleblower complaint against the very panel he sits on. Watkins is asking the state auditor's office to investigate the inner workings of the medical board and its decisions. In speaking to the L.A. Times, Watkins says he's already been ostracized for his criticism, accused of grandstanding. The board's president says they are committed to protecting consumers and ensuring quality medical care. The board's decisions are largely protected by law. Watkins tells the paper that if the legal veil gets lifted, people will see what he knows, and he says there will be outrage. Vicky Moore, KNX 1070.
California has a problem other states can only dream of. Its upcoming budget surplus is expected to be so big, about $31 billion, that state officials will have to spend more money on schools and infrastructure, cut taxes, or send you a refund check if you pay taxes. Californians have been spending robustly during the pandemic, bringing an unexpected surge of tax revenue. State officials say there's no way to know how long that might last. There could have been a wave of class cancellations at UCLA, UC Irvine, and the rest of the UC system today, but a deal has been hammered out between lecturers and UC officials, so the lecturers and classes will go on, although some students will be scrambling.
Talk about a close call. The lecturers were supposed to strike today, and they had the support of other faculty members who planned to cancel classes as well. And then after an all-night bargaining session, UC and the Union for the Lecturers finally came to a new agreement. John Brandstetter, a union rep here at UCLA, he says job security was number one on the list, and they resolved that. They also get paid family leave and bonuses and some nice pay raises, too.
You know, last year, the average salary for a UC lecturer was $19,000 a year.
Now they'll get pay increases totaling about 30% over the life of the contract.
But yeah, it's going to make a major impact on the lives of many of our people who are, you know, I mean, trying to afford rent, like, and you just can't on that kind of salary.
He called it an historic deal. It was carved out at the last moment. At UCLA, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
With more students eligible to receive COVID vaccinations, LA Unified is easing its COVID-19 prevention protocols. Starting next semester, the school district will only require unvaccinated students to be tested weekly. And while masks will still be required inside the classroom, school board member Jackie Goldberg says students will get a break between classes.
Everyone can stop wearing masks outdoors except the unvaccinated. Remember, there are some people by federal law, we cannot require them to be vaccinated in order to be on campus. It's a federal law.
The new rules take effect January 11th. School districts in Los Angeles County will be surveyed to assess the mental health resources and support available for students.
Citing estimates that 1 in 6 children in the United States ages 6 to 17 experienced a mental health disorder each year, issues only exacerbated by the pandemic, Board Chair Hilda Solis said mental health professionals at schools are more important than ever.
And school-based mental health services increase access to removing barriers like transportation and scheduling conflicts. And they remove the stigma associated with seeking mental health assistance. There's so many youngsters that don't even know how to ask or are ashamed or embarrassed.
The board instructed the Department of Mental Health to work with the County Office of Education to design a questionnaire and report back in 30 days with a plan to distribute it to the county's 80 school districts and engage them for responses. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The home of the Lakers, Kings, Clippers, and Sparks in downtown LA is getting a new name. Starting on Christmas Day, Staples Center will become Crypto.com Arena. The firm is paying $700 million for the 20-year deal. Sports business expert Andrew Zimbalis tells KNX the deal makes sense for owners AEG.
I think that it certainly makes sense for AEG. This is a ton of money. I'm pretty sure it's a record naming rights deal.
And he says it will also greatly benefit the crypto company.
Usually naming rights deals are most valuable for up-and-coming companies that want to become household names and become accepted as a legitimate form of transaction.
The 20,000-seat arena opened in 1999. Vanessa Bryant posted to social media that it will forever be known as the house that Kobe built. Fare collection on Metro buses, which had been paused during the pandemic, resumes in January. To help those who will need some financial assistance, Metro is having a pop-up event today at Union Station to enroll low-income transit riders into its discounted fare program. It offers a 7-day pass for $6.50. A 30-day pass will be $26. Newly enrolled riders also get 90 days of free rides.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.